somehow or other, that just got me all worked up for the graphic class.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice.
And they're awkward to handle after you've used a small camera. And of course, you wouldn't want to take them around just for ordinary snapshots, mm-hmm. but gosh, there's so many things you can do with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, subscribing to this darn photography book, they just rehash the same old stuff and run some trite article on what's new. Mm-hmm. But this 16mm stuff is pretty exciting. The best pocket camera.
Yeah. That never did intrigue me much. I never did, me either.
But the way these cameras have gone now, where they're so big, and you've got a photoelectric meter on the darn things, and the lens sticks out,
they're
going to get back to that little old folding retina and the folding Voigtlander again. Voigtlander had a Vito 2 with a Scopar lens.
Mm-hmm. Folded up thing, had a cover that folded up.
Oh, yeah. Put in your pocket.
Had a big long
bellows?
No, shutter lever on it.
No, that was the Ultron. I had two doors that opened up.
Well, there was one that had that I remember had the little door that folded up from the bottom. It was characterized by this, it was a rewind lever or shutter lever or what, but it stuck up above the camera and always looked like it was
I think when
out
you
of place
that lever, you tripped the shutter, you wound your next frame, and you cocked the shutter all in one operation. So you would just go until your finger got tired. They had a 1.5 Ultron lens on that rascal.
Gosh.
It's a dandy.
You know what bothers me now? For example, this retina I've got down there, it's got, of course, just the quick action cocking mechanism on it. They say you can put that thing away for weeks with the thing cocked and you don't weaken the shutter spring. Whereas they used to preach all the time, never leave your shutter cocked or anything like this, you know. They say absolutely no damage can come from this.
Well, it
always bothered me. I always try to leave it in a uncocked position, but just don't
rewind it,
just
put
don't
on the
trust
lens clap and cap and snap it. Well, this crazy little old Petri doesn't have a double exposure device. So if you leave the lens cap on and snap a frame and then discover it, all you can do is wind down to the next frame. This is certainly the way.
Well,
I've got some nice blank frames.
I don't know. Of course, on this retina we've got down there, I don't have this problem. Because it's being a reflex, if you're not cocked, well, you can't see through the lens anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And or if you have a lens cap on, of course, you couldn't see through it, so you couldn't...
That's the beauty of those rascals.
Nice thing about it is you see just precisely what you're going to get with no distortion or parallax or anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This will get, say, at 20 feet, at a 20 foot distance, you'll probably include about 2 inches more than what you see around the edge of the viewfinder, so it's the most accurate camera I ever saw on the viewfinder.
I wanted a reflex back in the 40s. I just really had the taste for one of those. I almost bought an Exacta. They were working. They were closing out a model at about $100. You know, the old waste leather job.
Yeah.
Didn't even have a preset lens. And you crank it around there where you want it, look through it wide open, and stop, hold everything. You get the guy in the middle of a jump and you tell him to stay up there and crack it around where you want him.
So you know what I came close to buying when I was in college? An old Graflex. Not an old Graflex. At that time I could have bought a